Derek Jackson, and today we got a show for you, man. I tell you, we got a whole lot of things going on today, and you know what? We're going to talk about them all, hopefully. I'm telling you, man, it's one of those days, I tell you, don't get tomorrow. Okay. anyway, hey, what's going on? What's going on out there? All right, y'all. Once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Derek Jackson, and welcome to the show. Now, if you want to join the conversation, no problem. 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Hit me on my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Oh, boy, I tell you. Now, we got all that good stuff out the way. And, man, we got a show for you today. Today's title of the show is Homosexuality. Are you born with it or is it created? And, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be hot and popping, I'm sure. Because I know everybody got their own little ideas of how that works. Oh, boy, I tell you, I'm feeling good, y'all. It's hump day. We're in the middle of the week. That means 2 days left. Oh, man. Don't forget, March 13th, y'all, there's a book coming out called No Condemnation by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress. Hey, you can go ahead and pre-order it at Amazon.com or just wait till it comes out and order your book there also. All right? So I'm going to go get the book. All right? Let's support our sister. Okay? Now, as we always do, there's some things we need to cover first before we get started with today's show. Now, this show covers some very touchy subjects. Oh, my goodness. I'm talking too fast. Let me slow it down. All right. The show covers a lot of very touchy subjects. And before we get started, I just want to officially apologize to anyone who may feel offended. Because in the heat of battle or conversation, sometimes things are said that may upset some people. And, you know, some people may be just too sensitive to understand what we're talking about. So if your feelings happen to be hurt or something happens, I do, once again, apologize to you ahead of time. All right? Now, that's not the way. I'm sure everybody who listens to the show used to that little saying now, so I shouldn't have to say it too many more times, but just be safe, I will. Okay? Now, also on this show, we do encourage open dialogue and like to hear everyone's opinion. So let's set some ground rules. Please respect everyone's time to speak. In other words, do not talk over each other, because if everybody's talking at one time, nobody can be heard. Okay? Please also make your comments short and sweet. That's all I'm going to say, short and sweet. No personal attacks, please, because some of you can't take it if even you get to dishing it out. So let's act like adults and conduct ourselves in that manner. All right? Now, if there's any violation of the guidelines, I will tase you. I'm sorry. I will mute you. I have no problem with muting you, okay? I have the controls. I can do that. It is my show. So I will mute you behind. All right? So don't call him no nonsense, and it won't be no nonsense. Oh, I tell you, I love it when I say that. Anyway. So, y'all, what's going on out there? Huh? How y'all doing today? I hope everybody's having a great day, because I am having a wonderful day. Now, within the last 24 hours, man, so much has gone on. I didn't even know what to start the show with. I had planned, you know, pre-planned my show last night, but it seems like the more pre-planned, the more things pop up. you know, the day of. So we're gonna kind of go around the world and around the country in a quick 10-15 minutes, and then we're gonna get on with the rest of the show. All right. Now, yesterday afternoon, as we was on the air, some things broke out with the Dorner, whatever his name is, the L.A. policeman that was on the run. Well, we don't know yet, but apparently they caught him where they cornered him in the house, and the house caught fire, and they assuming they have his body. Well, y'all, guess what? I got two questions for you. Number one, they're supposed to be reopening the case. So if this is Mr. Dorner, are they going to reopen the case, or are they just going to let it die down? So, see, that's question number one. But you know what? There's something else going on, too, that is floating around the Internet. And you know me, I have to go and do the clips so you can understand what I'm talking about. So there are allegations that the police may have started that fire. Why is that not a big surprise? Why is it not a big surprise? What I'm going to do, I'm going to play this little clip and let you listen to what was going on. And then we're going to come back and talk about this for a quick moment, okay? All right, take a listen.
Number 3 side, heads up. Reporting the number 1 side right now. Reporting the 1-2. So we'll tear that whole wall down, that door and that window. Make a big port window for me there. Can you move the front door out? We got guys saying there might be something underneath of it.
I got 2 or 3 trash bags right here. That's all I can see right now. The blood spatter's in the far corner. And you got a couple of mattresses laying up against the bed.
Okay, far corner. Give me the first sides. What corner? I think you're meeting the 1-2 corner. You're on the 1. So to your left would be the street side would be 2. Do you mean that corner?
Yeah, that's the...
Copy. All right, Steve. We're gonna go. We're gonna go forward with the plan with the burner.
Got it.
Wanted to, like we talked about.
Officers on scene. Evidently, this was a clean out of a house where a family member located what appears to be some sort of RPG round, not in a tube, placed separately. It has been jostled around, moved around, and now sitting on top of a box. We have direct access. Would you like to snap a quick photo for it for you, or get any other intel, or do you just want us to hold down the scene and wait for your arrival?
Guys, be ready on the number 4 side. We have fire in the front. It might come out the back.
Fired from inside the residence. Confirming you still want fire to roll in?
Roll in at stage.
Copy. They're staged at glass and 38.
Stanley, fire will be staging at the first contact with the first armored units down there. There'll be a quarter out.
Copy. Thanks.
61 Lincoln to all units, all perimeter units. Stand by. Maintain your discipline.
are fully engulfed.
That's from room on the number 4 side, fully engulfed.
Brake control. 2 and 4 side are fully engulfed. Fire moving to 3 now.
Copy, number 2 and 4, fully engulfed.
Like it's starting to collapse.
Affirm, give me some time here. We're not quite there. I still have the 2-3 corner that is vulnerable.
Careful, we're just bringing fire in about 200 yards out. Your call.
Copy.
Break 61 Lincoln, 61 Charlie. You ready for fire?
61 Charlie, 61 Lincoln, negative. I still don't have adequate penetration on the 2-3 or the 3-4. And I still have live ammo popping.
Okay. Well, Lincoln, I copy. 3-4 is full angle. Enter loop. Ammo going off.
Copy, more ammo going off.
John, do these cabins have build-up areas? That's something to consider.
Affirmative. I'm told that there's a basement in this cabin.
All right, y'all. That's just a small snippet of one of the things that they was talking about. And if you heard like I heard, they said go ahead with the burn. Now, there's other audio out there. I just didn't have enough time to download it, where you can hear cops saying burn that motherfucker and some other derogatory things. So, oh boy, I tell you, make you really wonder what was really going on up there. Apparently they weren't trying to bring that man in. Of course, we already knew that, right? Wow. But we're going to see what kind of twist they put on this one, because that was very interesting, huh? Let's go ahead with our plan. Let's go ahead with the burn. And y'all hear, I'm not making that up. That's something else already out there, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, what y'all think about that? Huh? Does that give any really credence to what his manifesto said about all the things that's wrong with the L.A. Police Department? So, you know, this was a collaboration. This just wasn't L.A. Police. There was a whole bunch of police departments. So apparently nobody was really trying to bring this man in. We already knew this, though, right? So, of course, we're waiting to see on we're waiting to see what else goes on with that. I just wanted y'all to hear that little clip. So, you know, if y'all happen to get in a conversation today, you know, y'all can y'all be aware of what's going on with that. I tell you. Boy, it's just amazing. It's amazing the things we do, people do, I tell you, to keep the truth hidden. All right. So, it is what it is, right? All right, Lo, I see you out there. Miss Lady 510, I see you out there, too. Hey, welcome to the show today. All right, all my guests in the chat room. Okay, well, since we're not going to talk about that one more, let's talk about something else right now. Last night also, there was the State of the Union. And, you know, on Facebook, I was monitoring, because the questions went out, who was listening to the State of the Union? And a lot of people were like, no, I ain't listening to the same old bull crap and so forth and so on. Well, here's my question. For those that decided they didn't want to listen or hear anything, let me give you a word of advice. Don't complain about shit, all right? Because the same ones you're probably complaining are the same ones that didn't bother to get up off their ass and go vote. So when things don't go right, stop complaining, all right? Because you don't want to know what's going on out there. And I'm just calling it as I see it. I'm not, hey, why should I sugarcoat anything, right? Right? Even if it is the same old crap, just different spin on it, don't you think you owe it to yourself and your kids to listen to it to find out what's going on, what may be happening? I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there, y'all. Hey, I ain't got nothing to hide. We got Donald being burned out by the police. We got the State of Union people not listening. And you wonder why our country is in the shape it is right now. I tell you, it boggles the mind, man. It really does. It kind of puts things in perspective, huh? Now, you know, listen to the State of Union. Here's a couple of things I did pick out. And I don't know if anybody else would notice any of these things, but we're going to get into this a little bit. Just a scotia bit. Now, If you notice, a lot of them were walking around with green ribbons on last night, right? Now, the green ribbons was to remember basically the key that Sandy Hook, you know. Yes, it was a tragedy. Yes, a lot of children and a couple of adults lost their lives. I'm not knocking that. However, what about the 550-something kids in Chicago that died? How about our other youths that around here died from gunshot wounds? Why wasn't nobody trying to remember them? You know, and it's like, what have you done? You know, what's hot right now? That's what we gonna work with. Well, we need to do something about all of it. Because we just can't care about one set of a group of people and don't get by the other group. There's something wrong with that, people. It is. It's something completely wrong with that. And we need to fix that crap. We really do. We need to fix it. That's all I'm talking about right there. That's all I'm talking about. You know, and like I said, we ain't going to talk about it this long, but I'm just telling you some of the things that came out that I noticed last night. You know, and in fact, it's some right here where I am, Fort Hood. I know some of y'all remember the shooting here on Fort Hood where the guy still ain't even started yet. Cause they're arguing about cutting his beard. I have my own, you know, beliefs about that too. I just think they just dry shave that ass and keep going. But anyway, that's just my opinion. Anyway, so, and you know, these people, you know, they got shot on a military installation. And you know, and I'm just going to put it, you know, when it happened, everybody was up in arms, and then now it done died down. And these people are trying to get medical care and get awarded the, you know, some Purple Hearts and things of that nature. And, you know, the government's telling them no. The military telling them no, because it was not an act of terrorists. It was more like workplace violence. What kind of bullshit is that? You know, people then got shot in the head. They still walk around bullets in their body, and ain't nobody trying to do nothing about that. But you haven't heard anything about that lately, have you? Of course not, because they don't want you to know that. You know, everything's supposed to be peachy keen, but we have people right here in my neighborhood walking around with issues from gun violence. But you know what? It's going to be all right. I'm sure, you know, some things are going to go on with that. What y'all think about that so far? I'm telling you, it's a whole lot going on, y'all. And I'm just going to, you know, bring you up to date a little bit. Now, also the president, he spoke a little bit about education. And he said he wanted to redesign American high schools to help better educate today's youth. Now, here's my question with that one. And I think we kind of got on that topic a little bit yesterday. How is he going to do it? You know, it's one thing to say it, and he wants, you know, he mentioned Germany, how their education system works and stuff, but what about ours? How are you going to fix that? It's one thing to say it, and, you know, you've been saying it for a minute, but instead of things getting better, they're getting a little worse, don't you think? Well, how are we going to fix that? Hey, I'm just saying, yes, he said, you know, he's going to make sure that every kid is able to go to pre-K and so forth and so on. That's fine and dandy. If you don't have the teachers and the parents backing none of this, what good is it really going to do? Huh? What is it really going to do? I'm just saying. Like I said, these are my opinions, and I like to hear some of y'all, but right now this is my opinion on what, you know, he was talking about last night. And then he also brought up the idea of raising the minimum wage to $9 an hour. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, he brought up the idea of raising it $9.50 before, and we're still at $7.55. What is that telling you? It sounds good when you're doing a State of the Union. It sounds good when you stand up behind the podium, but what is our government doing to make that happen? There's a lot of people saying, well, you know, if that happens, then is the unemployment rate is going to rise because employers going to have to start dropping people off because they can't afford to pay people $9 an hour. Really? Oh, boy, I tell you. If it's not one thing, it's another. Hey, I'm just putting it out there, y'all. Just putting some things on your mind. Now, I may be, once again, overstepping a little bit, but I don't think so. I'm just going to tell you like it is. You know, we went from $9.50 to $9. But we still at $7.55. Go figure that out. But yet everybody standing there and give standing ovations the whole time, you know, and smile and clamp and all that, but we still in the same situation we were. That's all I'm saying. That's all, that's all I'm saying. That is it. Now, another thing he said, and I you know what, I really did applaud this, but he, once again, the president never gave a solution. So he gave great ideas, but there was no solutions to it. And he said, what makes a man isn't the ability to conceive a child, is having the courage to raise one. Well, here's my thought on that. All real men, we already know that. You know, we know this already. So why is that such a big statement? Why is that such a big statement? I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. Like I'm saying, I'm just putting it out there. Just putting it out there. You know, we got all these great ideas, but nobody's working to make these ideas happen. You know, he said he wanted to empower women. How is he going to empower women? What is he going to give women now that they haven't already achieved lately, that they already don't have? I'm just saying. I'm not trying to piss anybody off. I'm just putting my opinion out there. Oh, Lord. And I'm just bringing all this because is this really a plan or something that he plans on making happen? Or is this just some posturing, political posturing that make everything sound good? I don't know. Just some things I got on my mind that I thought y'all wanted to talk about. And I see somebody got their red hand raised up. So let me go on and bring them in and see what we're talking about today. Good afternoon and happy Wednesday to you. Welcome to Let's Talk. Can I get your name and what's on your mind?
What's going on, Eric? How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going wonderful, Mr. Lowe. How are you doing today?
I'm swell, sir. Hey, I'm glad that the stance you've taken, the Democratic stance you've taken to look at this thing objectively. I appreciate that, you know.
No problem. I mean, you know, no matter what you're looking at, you know, you have to take a look at what's being. It was said, one thing could be said, but the question is, what's being done about it? You know, I'm like you, man. I'm independent. I don't care one way or another, long as some things happen. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you stand up behind a podium saying one thing, but I'm looking at what's going on in the real world. As Michael used to say, I'm in the now. I'm living in the now. And the now is not matching what you are just talking about. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, hey, I agree with that 100%, man. I mean, you know, what's with the – and I'm glad you mentioned the part about the empowering women. What exactly is he planning to do? What's going to happen different now? It was just a bunch – a long speech of filibustering going. That's all he's doing, just talking to run his mouth. And, you know, they had to stand up and clap for him and all of this and all of that. I mean, hey, nobody's going to go in a room full of people that have a different opinion than you have and throw your speech out there and expect to get a bunch of claps and applause, you know. I mean, you saw that with the NAACP, and that was Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
He went in and ran his mouth. And hey, I will give him credit for – you know, staking his claim as far as what he believed in and what he did believe in, whether they wanted to hear it or not. You know, a lot of these social programs actually hold people back. You know, because if I know this program is out here to be my safety net, then hey, screw it. You know, and this kind of falls into what you guys were talking about yesterday. You know, but ultimately, you have to be responsible for yourself. And I did appreciate Goofy stance on that too. I did.
Yeah. I know.
Absolutely.
Even though he was rolling his blunt, he still was. He was hitting it on the head, wasn't he?
Hey. just like the old people say, you can always take good information from anybody. Just the bad information, leave it where it's at.
There you go. No, all right, Lowe, hold on for a minute. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, brother.
Go ahead.
No, we got somebody else with their hand raised up, so let's see who it is. Good afternoon, and happy Wednesday to you. Welcome to Let's Talk. What's on your mind? Can I get your name, please?
How you guys doing? Y'all don't have to give my name. I'm quite sure you guys know my voice.
Well, hello, Mr. Michael. How are you doing today?
How you doing?
You're doing fine.
What's up, Lo? How you doing, Lo?
Oh, I'm chilling, bro. Just left the gym, feeling good. Swell.
Yeah. I worked out early this morning, too, before I went in. I haven't worked out in a while, but I worked out too in the border, you know. It's no use in letting that membership rot, you know.
Absolutely.
They taking it out of my account, and I would get, you know, I'm not getting no younger. But, you know,
okay.
I'm getting back into my regiment. You know how, you know, it don't take long to get back into it.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's that old. It's something that's inbred into a military person.
Right.
In the military. It's something that's bred in them, you know, after doing all that physical training for all those years, you know, over time, it's just a part of who you are. You know?
Exactly.
And, you know, I can respect that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, I want to say hello to Attorney Lee is out in the chat room. Thank you for joining us today. So, Michael, tell me, what you think about the State of Union last night? Or did you even watch it?
Oh, well, I watched it. Actually, me and my girl was watching it together.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's really interesting. I pick up on things. See, I get facts. See, I was thinking, what is he going to say about the black community? Everybody always say black community. Well, there was one thing that he said that I want to, and I talked to somebody at work about this today. These 20 cities. I want you to go back if you get a chance and, you know, you can look at the 20 cities he's talking about getting the STEM programs. These 20 cities have to be the inner cities across this nation, cities like Baltimore, Philly, Detroit, Cleveland, who have a tremendous high, New Orleans, such as where Lowe comes from, and the city where our black kids come from. You know, what are these going to be, these 20 cities? Because he did meet with the black caucus before this speech. So I don't know what they talk about. This 20-city agenda, you know, you need to keep your eye on that, what he's going to do about technologies, bringing businesses, because we have to have, I understand, you know, and another thing, it's not just about technology. He's also saying a lot of people have to do a lot of roads and buildings, so people are going to have to start doing bricklaying work and, you know, construction work and things of that nature. But we also have to focus on trades, things that, you know, if you get fired for working someone else, you can take that trade and start your own business. So that's what we need to focus on. But I'm quite really interested in on this 20-city scenario. And I'm just going to be honest. When he said 20 cities, pick out 20 cities, I'm thinking urban areas. He didn't specifically say that, which I don't, you know, people always say he technically can't say nothing about black or inner-city crimes or things of that nature. I totally disagree with that. You can say anything that you want to say. People do it all the time. They always say their political views. But so that's one thing that I just caught on quick about the 20-city agenda.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks. Let me bring Goofy up in here. I see Goofy, he got his hand raised up today. So let's see what Goofy has to say on this subject. Good afternoon, Mr. Goofy. Welcome to the talk, man. What's going on? Let's talk. What's going on?
Eric, is that Michael?
Yeah, that's Michael.
Hey, what's up, Michael? How you doing, homie?
Hey, what's up, Goofy? How you doing?
Hey, man, it's a beautiful day.
I just got on the line.
I don't know what's crag-a-lagging. I mean, what is it, a homosexual born without or something?
Yeah, well,
like
we haven't gotten to that one yet. We're just covering, you know, the State of the Union address last night. You know?
Oh, man, don't bother me with cheap politics, man. I mean, that guy could talk all he wants, but what can he produce? I mean, he promised change. A lot of people got change in their pockets now because he promised change. I mean, this guy has ruined a lot of people's lives. The gas. I mean, I remember paying like $1.95 when he came aboard. Now I'm over here at $4.
Wait, a lot of people don't look at it that way. But Goofy, can you really blame the gas prices?
He's a commander in chief. Who else can I blame? I can't blame Michael. I can't blame you.
Well, how about blaming the gas companies themselves? You know, because they're the ones who raising the. I mean, who produce, right?
Well, Are you asking him or are you asking everybody?
Anybody can respond.
I blame him for gas prices.
Because, I mean, what control really does he have over gas prices?
Well, I'm going to tell you, he has a lot of control over gas prices. Well, first of all, the President of the United States, by law on paper, he has a lot of power. He touches all three branches of government. Plus, he has his sole shit where he can use executive orders. So the President can do a lot of things. But the natural gas. See, under America right now, we have enough natural gas where we don't even have to deal with them anymore. We have almost 500 years worth of natural gas. And like you said, if he does, and he did say last night he was going to get more leases for natural gas, once we get natural gas, we won't have to use other countries for oils, and then we can, as Americans, we can start producing and manufacturing stuff in America and sell them across the world because we don't need the oil from other countries to burn in our manufacturing plants. Do you get to what I understand? So we got oil and stuff to manufacture everything over here now. And he's going with this. And what I'm saying is there's a debate about is the earth getting hotter or is the earth staying the same? And he's saying that we need to get a wind energy. That's why he's holding it back for the last 4 years because he really doesn't want to pump in natural gas. He wants clean air. But right now I understand a combination of both, but if we got that natural gas – forget the Kuwaitis, forget those countries. Let's do what we got to because we're going to be using it anyway, and then let her bring it apart. So he's been lacking in that. I'm being honest. So he can lower the gas prices down because if the countries know that we're buying less gas from them and we're using that oil, they're going to drop it down until we speed up. So hopefully in the next 15, 20 years, we got all that oil under us now, guys. We don't need to go over there. And when we make stuff, we'll be burning our oil to make it, and our products is going to be cheaper, and then people are going to be, buying for us. Because, see, that's how the economy works. If we don't manufacture nothing, America's come up with ideas and manufacture nothing and sell it to Americans and across the world, our economy is not going to grow. We have to manufacture.
And we got to do it now. We got to do it right now.
Right.
Not tomorrow. I hate when they do the lagging. We got to do this and we got to. No, you don't. Just do it now.
This is all, gentlemen. This is all swell. All great ideas. Very good ideas. Extraordinary ideas. But the thing about it, let's remember who gave that man the $1 billion he had to run his campaign. You know, let's remember those people. There were promises put out there to those people that have to be kept well before we got to this point. So we all know that everything in Washington, D.C., hell, pretty much in life, is going to be a quid pro quo. So the ideas, they're out there. You have the people that can invent the technology, that have the technology already. But there's so much bureaucracy in this thing that it would never take shape. It could never take shape. I mean, when he leaves office, I posted something on my Facebook page the other day. I'm sure Eric saw it, the amount of money he'll get for the rest of his life and the senators and the congressmen. And when it gets down to us, the quote-unquote useless eaters that actually hold this country together, we get nothing.
Yeah, but my argument is, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Lo. And yeah, what y'all realize, man, those the gas companies, Exxon, Shell, Mobile, they are posting profits. I mean, record profits, man.
Record profits.
Wait a minute. What else the good old President Obama done? I mean, didn't he sign the Patriot Act?
No, the Patriot Act was done under Bush.
But he actually extended it though.
He
actually got his name connected to that Patriot. That's a factual information.
And he signed the NDAA or something like that.
And National Defense Authorization Act.
He didn't even think of stopping any war on drugs or anything like that. I mean, the guy said he was going to close down Guantanamo. He hasn't even done that. We're in $16 trillion in debt. I mean, come on. What more do I need to say?
You know what? And I'm glad you brought that up, because here's what I'm about to say to that. You know, it's great to how individuals throw out numbers like that, but you know, and I'm independent, so I'm going to tell you, like, I'm thinking on this thing. Now, when this man came into office, he inherited two wars, right? And, you know, he stopped one. But you still have companies over there that's going up against the national debt. Because we still spending money regardless of what people may believe. You understand what I'm saying? Another thing. With this national defense thing, you know, everybody, and I think I said this a little bit yesterday, everybody's talking about we want protection and how they're going to protect us, but when things are put in you're not happy with, then now all of a sudden there's a problem with it. So, you know, it's like America is a big hypocritical country to where we want this, but we want it to work this way, and if it's not the way we want it to work, then we have issues with it. So, how can somebody actually get anything done if you've been fought tooth and nail on everything that you try and do? That's all I'm putting up. Hold on, y'all.
Why tell the people, hey, you know, hey, Michael, I'm going to give you $1 million today, and then give them a post-dated check? I mean, well, what kind of stuff is that?
Exactly. Hey, you're guruing me. They're trying to call me. No verification. Come on. You're getting suckered.
The American way. That's what it's called, the American way.
Wall Street for you.
It's called the American way. So, as Lo say, you wash my hand, I shake your back. You know what I mean?
There you go.
It's just that simple. You know, so you cannot please everybody, but sometimes you have to step back and take an objective, of, as Lo said earlier, a democratic look at what's really going on. You know, it's one thing, you hear people say this, that, and the other, but sometimes you yourself have to sit back and pay attention to what's really happening.
Oh, yeah, I do. That's why I don't listen to a lot of people. I sit and observe, and I look at actuality.
All right.
well, one thing that I will say, and I'll continue to say this,
mm-hmm.
is one objective that has never been looked into, and you can bring those bastards up there and let them speak in front of Congress and Senate all you want to, the Fed. We don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
This country,
amen
this
to that.
Country can print its own money if it wants to. We don't need a group of banksters printing money for us and then giving it to us at a high interest rate, even a low interest rate. I mean, the Federal Reserve is not a federal organization by any means. It's not a federal bank. It's a private organization. It's just like me running that from the inside of my home, and I own it.
Hmm.
See, a lot of people think that because of the name that's attached to it is that they think that it's a federal agency. It has nothing to do with the government other than tipping us out.
Hey, that's true. That's true. It's not governed by anybody. It's an entity of its own. That is
right.
So true.
They won't even look at the books.
No.
You know why that is, though, right?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to be – see – This is a fact, right? And I got to say that, and I know y'all don't like me saying it, because when I say this, I want y'all to clear me clearly when I say this. Economy, economics, it's a theory. It's make-believe. They have to make-believe up a system to keep us in control because it's chaos. Money, the concept, it's out of thin air. They print that money off of – someone comes up with a thought and says, we're going to print something – So we can all try to work together. It's a theory. That's why we're in $16 trillion debt. It's not science. It's not a science. It's a theory. That's why they forecast people. Come on. This is actuality. So when you sit back and you look at things and you can say, well, why are they messing up? Because they're all thoughts, y'all. It's what people think.
All right. You know what, Micah? And it's crazy. That may sound, that is so true, because I know at one time there was talk about printing a large dollar bill to pay, you know, to cover the debt, you know, and they were considering that for a moment. Somebody said, no, that's not a good idea. So you have a point there. you know, the only thing I'm saying, man, is it's good to, you know, to sit and listen and just pay attention and, you know, do your, as me and Lowe like to say a lot of times, do your research and find out exactly what's really going on. Don't just take word for it. It's just that simple. All right, y'all. Look, let's go on and get on with what we really want to talk about today. Once again, y'all, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Baba Benny, Attorney Liz, Marlene, Goofy Bone, Lowe, Michael, everybody else who are out there listening, thanks for joining today. Now, if you want to join the conversation, 347-838-8622, email me, eric.letstalk@gmail.com. Join me in the chat room if you want to, www.blogtalkradio.com/EricJackson62. Or just go to blogtalkradio.com, put in the search box, Mr. Talking, and you'll hit the chat room with no problem. Facebook page, EricLetsTalk@Facebook.com. Leave me some notes down there if you want to hear something we want to talk about. It. Just tell me how you like the show. All right, today's show, y'all. I'm sure this is going to be a good one. Homosexuality, are you born with it or is it something that's created? Now, you know, and I don't think you really can talk about homosexuality without talking about bisexuals also. Because, I mean, that's a whole big old thing. You know, and we have a like an epidemic going on with that right about now. So, you know, and everybody seems to be getting into it like it's the new end thing right now in today's society. Because, you know, many of our young ladies and men, you know, they're claiming this type of lifestyle. So, you know, and it's to the point where now it's a big political issue as well. You know, if you don't have the support, a lot of people are scared to voice their true opinion on what it really is. I don't know. And so, but we're going to talk about this today, okay? So we're going to talk about whether a person is actually born with it or is it just a partial socialization, you know, that a person decides to choose, or so, you know, society helps them choose to be whatever you want to call it, this way. Now, you know, that there has been a lot of talk about individuals being born with it as being part of their DNA. Well, y'all, you know, there was a study done that came out December of 2011, and basically a group of scientists suggested that homosexuals get the trait from their opposite sex parents. Basically, a lesbian would get their trait from their father, gay man would get trait from their mama. However, you know, while they were studying, they basically said it was not part of the DNA. It's not part of your DNA. It's not. But it is a part of your gene pool called epigenetic, which is relating to being or involving changes, gene function that do not involve changes in DNA sequence. Okay, so now here's my question, and we opening it up right now. I'm just telling you, we've been opening it up, so everybody say what you want to, because this is what it's all about. Is homosexuality something someone is born with, or is it something that society helps create? Let's do this thing. Because personally, my belief is you're not born with it. I don't care what you say. You're not born with it. I think it's something that you choose to do. You know, I think it was Michael said he knew somebody who said at 7 years old he knew that's the way he was. I'm not buying that one either, because I don't think at 7 years you have a real knowledge of what sexuality really is. So I can't say at 7 years old you know something like that. But that's just my opinion. That's how bad it, y'all.
Hot. So somebody teaches them, you know, that stuff. I mean, I think I've said this before. The gays nowadays, it's something to be cool, you know. It's like, you know, a kid joining a gang just because he wants to look tough. You know, if somebody wants to be gay just to look, you know, out of the ordinary or original or I don't know, you know, they want to be, you know, the brightest flower of the bunch. You know what I mean? They want attention nowadays. Because, I mean, come on. This is back in the 80s and you would see gay people. Those were gay people. Nowadays, it's like these kids, they get together, you know, and they break up within, you know, a month or two because they don't know how to interact as gay people. You know what I mean? And it's so funny because, you know, my sister, she happens to be gay. And my cousin happens to be gay, and I read my cousin's you know, her and her girlfriend fight like almost every other day, but then once they don't fight, she's the greatest thing to her that's ever walked in her life. And it goes the same way with my sister. You know, she's always fighting with her lover. Now, I know one of my old neighbors, it was Kathy and Beth. They were both lovers, and they've been lovers since high school. And they've lived together forever. Now, those are gay people. You know, they know how to, you know, hold the love, you know, being gay. Nowadays, it's a trend.
All right. And this question coming out of the chat room says, do you think there are fake gay people? Yes, I really do. And I'm kind of with Goofy on that. Some people, I really do believe some of them are just because that's the in thing to do right now. They really aren't gay. They're more confused than anything. And I think that's where this ain't bisexual come from. You know what I mean? I really do. You know, bisexual, so what you're saying, you like both sexes, right? So that's more confusion or what? Come on, y'all, talk to me.
I don't like no both sexes. I like women.
Well, we know this, Goofy. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just putting the question out there, though. You see, Kualin say, some men dress as women, but they're not gay. That's true. That's true. You know, so if that's the case, then doesn't that kind of lead to where it's a choice instead of just being something that's hereditary, I mean, you know, naturally instilled in someone?
Well, see, the problem is, see, I hear you say, I think. You keep on thinking. Let's start with facts. Let's look at actuality, and then we can come with thought. I'll listen to you because I don't want to be cut off. I'll listen.
No, you're not going to get cut off. Go ahead. Don't say what you have to say.
Yeah, well, see, I speak with facts. See, before all of this, what are you saying? And let's go back to what Snoopy Bones said. He said the people back in the 80s, he said they were real gay people. So let's go derive back to those real gay people he was talking about. We're still talking about the topic of the day. They were born that way. All through mankind's history, in ancient times, before there were these raps, before there was TVs, homosexuality has been here since mankind has been recording its history. Not just in religious history, but in other culture histories. It's been here. Now, whether that culture wanted to accept it or not, it has been on this earth. A lot of things happen on this earth that people don't want to accept. Some people die that's close to us, and we don't want to accept. That happens in the real world. That happens in nature, and that we don't want to accept sometimes. So when you say, I think, now, I'm sorry, when you say somebody's bisexual, now, when you say a man likes to sleep with men and he likes to sleep with women, I'm speaking factual actuality. If he gets aroused off of another man, he's gay. You can call it all, that bi, what you want, you can call it whatever you want to call it. See, and you go back to that seven-year-old boy, and I'll say this, and I'll be quiet. Let me tell you one thing. When I was little, I got attracted to little girls. I knew a little girl in my first grade class. I knew she was attractive. Not saying we had sex, of course not. But I see, that's nature. See, that's factual. Now, you may not have done it, but other people that are legitimate fathers and not crazy, when they were little, they got attracted. You had another businessman on your show said he was attracted to this girl since he was 10. He was with this woman when he was 10, so kids do that. So someone tells me about, when a child tells me about his life, or a man tells me about how his life when he was little, who am I as a man to look that other man say and say, no, you didn't show that when he was a child? How dare I? I can't say that. If that child said he got aroused and his father and mother were preachers, that goes against homosexuality. And he said he got aroused by his second grade class. Now, you say, I think. No, that didn't happen. You actually going to look at the man and tell him that? I'm not going to do that.
Well,
so
yes,
there's a lot of evidence saying they're born, son. Look at history.
Look at history? Okay. Anyway, before we go look at history, check this out. There's a question put out there, and here's one of the responses. Do you believe that you learn to become masculine or feminine? I'm saying that if you decide you had to be socialized to learn to be feminine, masculine, then why not them too? If you came from the factory that way, Why can't they? And that's just one of the responses. So maybe Michael has a point. Maybe Michael is making some sense. I don't believe
it. But you can't. But see, listen. A father may come into a child and try to make him masculine, and when he gets old, he's still going to be what he wants to be. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So that means it's a choice then.
It's not a choice. No, it's not. Because listen. Sometimes some people are the way they are because their fathers and mothers made them to be that image when they came out. Like some people are football players because their fathers made that image of them being a football player. That's why they, and they'll tell you that. So in actuality, they're the image that their mother and father created them. But when you try to make another image of goes against their nature, it totally goes against their nature. They're going to reject it. I had a close friend of mine. He wants his son to play football. His son says, oh, my son's scared to play football because he's scared to get hit. I say your son is intelligent. He's smart. He's an A student. His son's an A student because it's not for everybody. He knows it gets hurt. What are you saying? He's scared and he's a chump. The boy doesn't want to get hurt. That's nature. You don't want to get your body hurt like that. So it's not for everybody. Don't force that into your son. So what I'm saying is you're trying to force something. If he has feminine ways and things of that nature, I don't know what to do. You got to look at yourself. You haven't raised your son to be a female, but he has feminine ways. Is that nature or what?
Is it nature? That's a good point. Mr. Lowe, you got anything to put in on this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to go and get some firewood. all this sounds very swell, and it's well thought out, Michael. I like all of it, but your views will always be different from mine because I can bring mine straight from the Bible itself. You know, I'm never going to acknowledge homosexuality as being normal or it's righteous or anything. I mean, hey, the book speaks of it as an abomination. And to answer a question that was asked yesterday by Shasta, why are there so many different versions of the Bible? There's so many different versions because words that were politically incorrect were taken out. When you say homosexuality is an abomination before the Most High, they took the word abomination out and put a softer word in there. That's how they do those things. And that's exactly what happened with people. They dumb people down by putting – hold on 1 second. Go ahead, guys.
Okay, and like I say, here's – okay. Quan Lin in the chat room says, even monkeys have been seen having gay sex. Wow. Okay, I ain't been watching no monkeys, but okay. I take your word for that one.
Okay. Sorry about that. I haven't either, but the thing is, it is not natural. It is not natural. If every person on this planet right now decided, hey, well, I'm gay, there would be no procreation, and mankind would cease to exist. We were put here to have dominion over all of this foolishness. But we ourselves, we sit back and we watch everything. I mean, now you got gay rappers, man. I mean, wow. The rappers used to be the tough guys. Man.
What about them wearing skirts now? That's something you need to talk about.
You're still on the theoretical side of things. You're saying if everybody was gay, they would. But everybody's not that way.
And then what
about the people that were born with both parts? See, when I know that somebody is born with both parts, right, I look at factual information, I say, well, wow, if both people can be born with both parts, it's actuality that people are born not the way, see, what's normal for me may not be normal for you, Lo. Definitely may not be normal for Goofy. What's normal for Goofy may not be normal for me. And Goofy knows that.
Well,
You see what I'm saying?
Come on, people,
what comes natural to me, like some people make rhyme naturally. They may be so gifted in doing something that may come so natural to them. You say that you can. Some people can sing naturally and naturally have a beautiful voice. Everybody's not made with a beautiful voice. Isn't that right, Goofy Bone?
Amen to that.
Hey, Michael, but Michael, I want to explore something you just said. Okay, we're gonna go back to the individuals that's born with both parts. All right, now if you don't know you're born both parts, and your parents decide, okay, we want this to be a boy, we want this to be, you know, a girl, and they raise you that way, well, if you have any knowledge, and that's the way you raise, then wouldn't that make, you know, that's a choice, being that you, the only thing you know is,
well,
you was raised as a boy, and that's how you handle the things.
Well,
right?
What if the parents just let the kid grow up and see what the kid evidentially wants to be?
Exactly. There you go.
They decide they'll do the treatment.
Wouldn't that kind of add to the situation to kind of confuse the child then?
No, because go ahead.
I mean, the kid's not going around showing both parts in show and tell. I mean, you know, you'll know by the time of 3 or 4 on how the kid reacts, on which way it goes. You know, I mean.
My thing about that is this. Now, you look at from the aspect of television now, and the majority of those, and a lot of those guys up there on that hill that's making those laws, they in the closet. They getting fucked by men, and they fucking men.
That's
so
true.
That's one reason you have so much legislation coming out to protect those people, because they understand those people. A man with my sense and my sense of morality, I can't understand a man that's homosexual. By no means. I can't understand the confusion of someone that would shave all their hair off and put on this thing on the top to push their breasts in, and to walk around with a dildo strapped on them all day long, and to consider themselves a man, and you get a woman that wants that person. I can't understand.
A fine-ass woman. Just say that. A fine-ass woman.
Well, you know, I've seen some dogs, too, now. But I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah, but I'm talking. Most of the time that I see those types, I've seen them with some fine-ass chicks.
I speak facts, you know, and people may say, well, if a man can say or agrees with someone being homosexual, they must have some homosexual tendencies themselves. See, that's what people get attacked on. See, I'm very – see, I know nature. I know my nature is the reason why I'm not homosexual, because I'm not born. That's not my nature. I can't see a man of nature like us on the phone, because y'all are telling me that y'all are not homosexual, so I'm going to take you for your word. That's fact. That's no believing. I'm going to take you for your word. Now, us men on this phone, we know our nature. Now, can us real men imagine? We can't imagine that someone getting aroused. We can't imagine ourselves getting aroused off of another man, even if we see another man's naked body. Even if we see let's be real, because I'm going to be real. Even if we see a skin flick, we're going to be concentrated on the woman. That's our nature.
No,
I'm not finished now. But I'm letting you know that if a man gets aroused off of another man, that's his nature, just like it's me and your nature to get off aroused off. No, you can't train that for nobody to do no shit like that.
Really?
I think it's a choice, but hold on. Let me bring this lady
in. What do you mean, really?
Let me bring this lady in.
No one can make you do it.
Point. Wait. All right, Miss Lady, you're on the air.
No one can make you do it, Lou.
You know.
Michael, this lady. Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Okay, go ahead, Miss Lady.
Well, I just want to say, I think a lot of the homosexuality is, you know, it is being obviously promoted. And I think a lot of it is being environmentally caused. I remember reading an article on the internet years ago. They had discovered that male fish in the Hudson River had developed female characteristics. Now, is that from, like, hormones being put in the water? I don't know. But I think a lot of this is actually being, people's DNA is being changed. Their biochemistry is being changed, maybe in utero, or, you know, the food the children are eating. We don't know what's all in there. And along with some of the media, you know, promoting it and society promoting it, I think that's a lot of the reason why things are turning out the way they are.
Well, and, you know, actually, she speaks a good thing, because they shoot a lot of hormones in some chickens and other animals and stuff like that. So
well,
who
see,
knows? Maybe it has an effect or something.
Well, see,
but
this is where your problem comes in that. See, you have to look at actuality. I understand where you're coming from, because that's all thought. But see, fact is, this has been going since ancient time, when what you're talking about wasn't even exist, ma'am. This has been going on this earth since ancient time. That's why I'm saying it's a part of nature. Now, a lot of things, facts, there's something that happened in nature that we don't like and we get upset about. And it's a part of nature, ma'am. So I understand you're bringing the science, but you're bringing today's science to try to for the solution that's been going on since the beginning of human nature, ma'am.
It's not either one or the other. I'm just saying there's been probably a proliferation. And I'm not saying that, you know, that it's the cause of, I said, you know, of course it's been going on, but you look at the incident and the rapid proliferation.
But,
no,
ma'am, the title of the day is...
You can't deny that, you know, this society is a whole lot different in terms of, I mean, they weren't giving animals steroids and hormones. They were putting it in our food. You know, even the crops are genetically modified.
Yeah, maybe they modified these kids nowadays, because them fucking kids, they ain't real gays. They ain't real faggots.
Right, but see, Goofy Bone, is real faggots, are they born that way? That's what I want to
okay,
know.
Okay,
No, real ones, I'm telling you.
Can we not
real
use faggots,
ones.
Please?
I've seen real ones, okay? Well, one of my cousin's uncle is a real one. I mean, he's been a part of our family, you know. My friend's family's been a part of my family for years. And he's a real one, you know.
And you think he's born that way, right?
Yeah, he was born that way. He wasn't, you know.
So you do agree homosexuals are
born
that way?
Yeah, I agree. But nowadays, I'm saying the kids nowadays.
Oh, okay.
They're not born that way. They're fucking, they don't fit in. So let me go to this area. That's what they're thinking nowadays.
I think it's a whole lot of that. I think it's a whole lot of reasons. Also, I'm thinking there might be like a spectrum of sexuality. You know, where some are just hardcore gay all the way to heterosexual, and then there's a lot of stuff in the middle. There's a continuum, and I think people can go in and out of that, as well as, you're right, because 10, 15 years ago, I talked to some young girls. They were like, what the latest thing was. And I asked them, I said, why do you think there's so much bisexuality going on? She go, oh, and they said one was black, one was Hispanic, they were trans. She said, oh, it's a thing to do. You know, you have your boyfriend, you get mad at him. So he said, I'm just going to be with her. And you go with
see,
her
there.
For a while, then you get back to your boyfriend. See, that's all cultural.
See, that right there, is greed right there. That's them thinking of themselves to get their own willies.
What it is that you're being conditioned to be that way because it's being promoted. And they don't control the airways. They don't control the media. So stop blaming the people. Actually, they're victims.
Everybody
knows their actions.
Well, you know what? If you believe that they choose that lifestyle, how are they victims? They're victims because of you. I don't believe that they choose it.
They're being culture that's promoting a lot a behavior. They are victims.
Right, but see, the reason why
they were born that way, you know, and so if this is what's being promoted, if this is what the culture is promoting, and they're part of the culture, they're being victimized.
Okay, okay.
No balance. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, ma'am. But I want you to say something. What are they telling you about their personal lives? They're telling you, like for instance, if you tell me something about your childhood, how am I, Michael, going to say you don't know what the hell you're talking about? I'm causing confusion. I'm not going to do that, and you're doing the same way. I'm just saying they're telling me that they felt this when they were little, and some of these people are brought in a structural home that all of us want us to be, the white picket fences, and they're still coming out like this, ma'am. That's all I'm saying.
I'm talking about a whole different thing than I'm talking about.
Look at it this way. I mean, come on. Back in the 80s, did you see any little kids just, you know, becoming gay and, you know, holding hands with, you know, other girls? No. They held it in the closet until they were an old enough proper age to tell their parents, like, hey, you know, I'm gay. You know? That was back then. Nowadays, it's like, oh, let me just, you know, put on my gay outfit and just, you know, be gay. You know? It's like, what the hell? That's what pisses me off. It fucks up the society because and they'll go ahead and listen to the person that they think is so right, and that's how they'll leer their life to.
Well, you know what, Goofy? I don't have tattoos. Now, what if I say I don't like people that have tattoos? They got all this stuff on them. People that got tattoos work hard, and they work hard every day. No one should look at them and say, oh, I don't want you to work with me because you got too many tattoos. You see, where does it stop? See, they want to express themselves like a people with tattoos want to express themselves. But I'm just listening to what they're telling me, though. I'm just looking at another human being telling me about them, and I'm understanding them. Just like Goofy, if I would tell you about me or you would tell me about you, bro.
But gay means what? Happy, right? And see, these chicks, I'm going to use chicks because I see them, they walk by my neighborhood all the time. These young girls, they'll sit there and be in love for like 2 months, and then they'll have another relationship, and then they'll go back and forth, and it's like, come on. Do you even know what love is? How can you be gay and you don't even know what love is? That's what I'm just getting at. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what about the males? Some people say Lil Wayne and Baby, they kissing each other gays. What about the male side? Because I notice you always get the thing because
right
there.
I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
Even my father never kissed me in the lips.
Let me ask a question. In that case,
the Italians do it. I mean, the Italians do it, don't they?
My dad's Italian. He never kissed me in the fucking. They kissed me maybe on the cheek.
Right.
Once in a great while.
Let me ask you a question,
but let me say this first. Michael, wasn't nobody really talking about not liking gays. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is how, you know, is it something they're born with or is it, you know, something that society creates? But with that being said, how about, as Goofy said, you know, in back in the day, you didn't see gay couples living together. So now you got two women trying to raise a little boy or two men trying to raise a little girl. Does that play a kind of socialization role in deciding what they want to do as they get older?
Yeah, you know, that I would say that confuses the fuck out of a kid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm with, you know, my mom's. You know, it's like, okay, you know, it's like, I think that kid would feel embarrassed, to be honest with you, and have to, you know, go through life feeling embarrassed. But I don't know. I who am I to fucking speak on? I'm a guy who had the good luck fucking stick, and that's it.
Wow.
Who the fuck am I?
Okay.
Shit.
So okay, with this confusion being on, is this where the so-called explosion of bisexuals come from now? to the point to where they really don't know what the hell they want to do, so they hit the middle ground? Hello?
Somebody better stop eating chips.
I know somebody doing
or playing spades. Somebody eating chips or playing spades one. She might be playing spades. And you're playing spades. She might be playing spades and chips,
Goofy. How many books
Goofy.
You got if you're playing spades?
Hey, but listen, though. You know, I with that adoption thing, yeah, but it is cool that someone would, you know, give their baby up, too. So you're going to have to, you had a show about that before, about telling somebody that they've been adopted. Some people wouldn't want to know. So it's a whole, it's a whole lot of things.
Well,
you
Mike,
know.
But
if someone, but I'm speaking as a male. If somebody, what is your question?
The question was, two men raising a girl or two women raising a little boy, all right? As and they're not hiding the fact that they are, homosexual or they're a couple. So, and once again, does that play a role in the way the child will see as coming up in helping them determine whether they want to go?
I think it would to understand that, maybe gay is okay. Maybe I should be gay.
But wouldn't that
prove
that someone would be born gay? Let's say if two men or two women were raised that, like you say, and the person come up and be just like you and me, and they were raised like gay, but they don't get a horny off of the same sex. I'm sorry, man. As long as I don't get aroused, so I'm not gay. If someone gets aroused, I'm sorry, man. That's their nature. I can't see nobody getting taught that.
Okay, let me ask this question.
Let me
ask this question. Okay, since you keep bringing this up, what if Michael,
I'm
going to
talk about
example.
What is, but
what
we
if,
can go
listen,
into your
listen,
theory.
Listen, Michael, okay. Listen. Okay, since you right now, you saying you don't get aroused. So what happens if, my chance, you did see a man and you got aroused, but you don't act on it? Does that classify you as being homosexual?
You must be saying that question to make up time for your show, man. I would not answer that question.
Michael.
I already told you. There's no what if, bro. I'm not going to go into that realm. You can pass that question on to somebody. Yeah. Hey, Snoopy, ask that question, please. I'm not touching it. If you want me to be quiet, that's the first time I ever be quiet. Go ahead, Goofy Bone. Go ahead,
Michael. I was trying to make a point.
Low.
If that happened to me, I'm going to beat the shit out of that
person. It's not happening because it's not my nature, bro. It's not my nature.
All right.
It's not my nature.
Let me rephrase it. What if a man, just decides he has, he's, as you say, becomes aroused looking at another man, but he doesn't act on it now. It's just something that, happens every now and then. Does that make him homosexual?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
He's not acting on it.
Gay.
Yes, it does.
That's
gay, man.
That's
gay. He has some homotendencies long before that. I'm speaking facts. I'm speaking what they tell me, and I'm speaking for my own personal experience. I know I'm not gay because I don't get aroused off of a man. That's it.
Okay, well, I'll say this. I will say that there are some, attractive brothers out there. I mean, I'm not calling myself a punk or anything like that.
We understand what you're saying, Lo.
Yeah, there are some attractive
models. They got, GQ models.
No, not models. Not models. I mean, if you want to use the models, then the greatest basketball player never went to college and never played in the NBA. So,
I'm just
talking about your average, everyday guy. But the thing is, that doesn't make me a homosexual. And, if you look at a situation where someone decides that, hey, this guy is attractive and I'm going to act upon that. And if you look at that, that's gay. And if you're looking at television and listening to the music and all of this stuff in the video, you see all of this stuff all around you. These people are pretty much, they promoting this stuff. The lady, she had a good point. All of this stuff is being promoted. Back in the day, everybody knew who the punk was in town. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have but a few. Everybody knew who they were. But now, I mean, it's like an explosion. And like I said, the aspect that I look at it from is totally different than the way you'll see it, more specifically Michael, because I'm looking at it from a biblical aspect. Yes, this has been going on for a long time, well before today. But the thing is, there has always been sin. And with that, that means that, hey, nothing, as long as you have everything you want, more especially if you're the emperor or Caesar or whatever, you can do whatever it is you want to do. Nothing, there's no boundaries. And if they have a young boy running around who's probably 12, 13, 14 years old, and he's very feminine, and you're feminine yourself, then 9 times out of 10, hey, you, if you lived a life that says I can have anything I want, you would probably take his manhood from him because you could do that.
Oh,
and you would enjoy it.
Man, come on, man. Shit.
But listen,
see,
I would
talk. That's sin. That's the person thinking nasty for themselves. That's
absolutely
disgusting, man.
Absolutely.
I cannot believe people would think that way. And I'm sorry to say
people
that.
Think
I know
that way.
That's. Yeah.
People think that way. I mean, you take into account we all have relatives that have lived in the prison system. He went in, like Ice Cube say, went in down one, and now his nickname Twan, you know. He get in there and he get to liking that. Me personally, like I said, from a straight male's perspective, I cannot fathom the idea of how.
But see, Lo, you're like me. See, Lo, you're like me. You know why? Because it's not your nature. Now, I understand what you're saying when people go to jail and sometimes they do that, but we're talking about the people that were born. Before this whole thing, people wouldn't get in jail like that. But I'm saying if you get aroused off of another man, that is action. You just acted out on it. Your body acted out on it. And I'm saying that's homosexuality.
I don't disagree, but there's something wrong with you. You know,
well, you say it's something wrong. I'm just calling for what it is.
Me too. I'm calling it what it is. There's something wrong with you. There's
right.
But listen,
I was talking to somebody real quick that wrote a book, right, about. Homosexuality, and he was going to write a book telling teens about sexuality and Christians. I was listening to him writing a book telling about teens about homosexuality and bedrooms. So I asked him a question. I said, sir, in the Bible, does it speak about how heterosexual couples, husband and wife, what do they supposed to do in the bedroom? What's ungodly in the bedroom? He said, now listen to his answer when he comes back to me. He says, well, I don't get in other people's bedrooms. That's not for me to do. And if you have to see that, you have to go read it for yourself. So he just contradicted himself. When you're talking about saying that's nasty and people should do that in their bedroom, they're not having sex out on the street. You're in another person's bedroom. They're not harming your house.
Yeah,
you
see,
should
that
teach
I
your
deal.
And then if guess what? If your child becomes gay, you're going to blame it on society. You're not going to look at yourself. You're going to blame society on it.
So what should I blame? Genetic gene?
You shouldn't blame it. Won't you ask your child? Won't you talk to your child and you ask him why you like
it? I'm never having kids now because you just fucking cursed me.
No,
never.
Well, first of all, we're talking about a very, very small population. And the reason why gays, we're talking about it because it's controversial. Most people are not homosexual. Most people are not born with two parts. The reason why we're talking about it because it's controversial. And most people that are not like that, we're saying, ew, it's nasty. I don't understand it.
I'm going to go fuck some hoes right
I'm
now.
Not I'm not trying to. Exactly, because we're men. But see, people will say, well, Michael, how do you understand that? Let me tell you one thing. I'm just looking at actuality because I don't have no hate for them. As long as they don't put their hands on me. Look, I'm not going to have a sexual. Look, men are homosexual. If we're working together on a job, I'm not going to sit there and talk about relationships with them, about sexual relationships with them or nothing like that.
I'm not going to do that because we have nothing in common. There's nothing to be in common.
But you look at them as a person, though, right?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Because I have to look at their nature. If they're telling me that they were born, I look at the nature. But if I say that they chose it, I'm going to have hate. I know it. Because I'm going to say, well, why did they choose that? Like they're choosing to do a crime or a murder or something. Because I think it's disgusting. That's why when you bring your religion in it, you're going to have some type of illness towards them. They're your enemy. They're not, if I look at it, that's their nature. As long as you don't touch me, as long as I let my kids know about what's going on in the world.
Well, what can you tell your children? Because if you tell your children that it's wrong and it's not natural, and
No. If I tell my children that some people are like that, that's look, that's an actuality, that's not them. They get an erection off of the same sex when they see the sex. I have two sons, they don't do it because that's not in their nature, sir. But if one of them act like that, and boy, if God forbid, I'm just hypothetically, I'm using me as an example, I will have to accept them for what they are. I'm not going to blame it on society. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to blame it. I'm going to say, well,
I'll
why
blame
did you
blame you, Michael, if I ever have kids and the fucking turnout kid. I'll blame you, Michael. You cursed me.
Well, I'm lying. Well, whatever.
And see, the crazy thing is, you know, it's to a point, even when Eric said, hey, it's, he gave a disclaimer at the beginning of the show and said, hey, some people may get offended, blah, 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 blah. And now, with one word being used, he immediately said, hey, don't use that word. You know, the way I see it, I can't understand how we can't just talk about the whole situation as it is. You know, hey, they say, quote, unquote, the N-word, and they say B's and H's and this and that. But when you start to use certain words that certain people don't like, then it's
Because I said faggot?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was an open discussion. I didn't know that it
Well, it is. Okay, look, don't y'all start getting all sensitive. I just said don't use that. I mean, we were doing fine. You know, just don't say faggot, okay? I mean, you know, my rules. Don't say that. I mean, we're having a great conversation. I mean, we said homosexual, bisexual, whatever, but, you know, sometimes you have to do what you got to do, all right?
But, I mean, I wasn't saying, like, you know, every 5 seconds. I mean, I'm sorry I said it, but it's just...
You did run a couple, two or three of them in a row there for a hot minute, but it's okay. Go
you know what? That's me. You know, I'm
very
outspoken.
But see,
I'm not afraid to say what I say. You know,
it's just the thing, though. The thing is, though, why is it that only certain groups of people get those privileges? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, see, you know what, Logan, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. So, I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, that's what, growing up, that's what, to me, you know, growing up in the hood, you know, that they were sissies, faggots, you know, whatever. But, you know, I guess as we evolve, sometimes we just need to cut certain things out. I mean, we know, see, and here's another thing. See, I'm just going to put it out there. See, back in the day, it wasn't gay. It wasn't homosexuality. Like I said, it was faggot or sissy. Or better yet, they had a code which was a swag.
Yep.
You know, the kids use it today as a different thing. But swag meant secretly we are gay. You know what I'm saying? So
still mean that to me.
Yeah, well, you know, but the kids were using it. A whole different thing. So what I'm saying is, you know, we can use a more appropriate language than that right now. That's all I'm
saying.
I understand.
I understand all of that specifically. But I'm saying when you turn on your idiot box and when you sit there and you watch a show, 9 times out of 10, you will hear the N-word, you know, that's what they like to call it. You'll hear that, and you'll hear certain other words, but there are specific words you will never hear the word kike other than a Jewish person using it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never hear words like that. and you won't hear, if you hear the word faggot or something like that, it'll only be used in the context of a person that's like the villain of the show. You understand what I'm saying? So automatically, anything that will come out of that person's mouth would be demonized anyway.
Yeah, how many times have you heard the word honky? You don't hear that. I mean, that's one of our words that we use the derogatory, but you hardly never hear that. But I just want to go back to the point where Goofy said about the females. He's always brung up about some females second in the fad. And it's very interesting that he brought that up about homosexuality, on how some females are bi and they just use that as a fad. Now, there's more women in the United States than men, and women hang around each other. And sometimes when women don't have a man and women break up, sometimes they may go through that fad, and sometimes, yes, they may do that. But I'm speaking as a man. When we're outnumbered, when there's more women on this earth than we are, and someone is gay, and you saying they choose that, when they can have all these women all they want to, no, man, they get that, they're that way because that's what they like, man. They get horny off of another man. It's too many women for them just to make that choice. Because even when they get in a relationship, they still going to be dealing with a person that another gay man still going to make them mad, still may cheat on them, still may take their money. They still in a relationship because a relationship is still dealing with another person, whether it's a woman or a man. Now, we're just talking about sexuality. Because that's why it says homosexuality. So basically, we're talking about the sex. And I just want to say, every time you talk about homosexuality, if you don't like gays, you're visualizing the act, people. So if we've been talking about this subject, we have been visualizing the act. That's what a gay person will tell you.
Wait a minute.
Well, I tell you like this.
These are facts.
Something that I don't like. Hey, I'm a man just like any other man. Hey, you know, I check out internet porn. I think that they should draw that line. And you know, if you like this gay shit, there's a button you can press. And you can go into that instead of having every single thing on one page. If you understand?
Oh, no, man, you're at the wrong site, bro. I got to hook you up, though. Hey, man, you're on the wrong site.
I got to hook you up. No. They are integrating all of this stuff to be thrown out there at one time.
Well, you gotta stop going to that site.
No, you gotta stop going.
I mean, we gotta hook this guy up, man.
I gotta, man. There are all types of different places you can go, and you don't have to be looking for this.
I talked to
a lot of guy friends about the exact same things, and you know, hey, you know, guys look at internet
I haven't seen that. You know what? I have not seen that app, and I don't want to see that app.
Exactly.
Hit me with that app.
Exact same way.
But still, if you guys seen the trick, man, and look, that's not your nature. Don't worry about that. Even if you seen it, don't worry about that. That's not your nature.
Let me ask this question. Since Michael keeps saying, yelling, it's not your nature. If it's not a person's nature, right, I'm going to twist it up just a skosh a bit. Why are there so many homophobic people out there then? Why are they? I mean, Why is there so many homophobic individuals out there?
Oh, because Lo said it. I'm not trying to talk religion today, but he's already mentioned why. Because of it, because of biblical reasons, because of what they were taught, because of what they were conditioned to think. Hmm. You were conditioned to do that. I don't want to get into that,
I'm going to ask another question then. Okay, because in a lot of cases they say if you're very homophobic very homophobic, and that covers, you know, females and males, you may have a tendency to want to lean that way. What y'all think about that?
That's a lie. That's a ploy they're trying to
Wait
make.
Wait a minute.
This,
I ain't leaning no fucking way. Hell no. Nah. You know, they're there. They're there. I have to respect them regardless, all right? But I'm not going to join their, you know, ambitions because I want to be friends with them. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. Exactly.
So are y'all saying a straight male cannot be friend with a homosexual male?
Of course we're saying that.
Of course.
They can be friends. They can be friends.
Oh, they can be?
Of course you're going to have to work with them. Where you going to work at? Don't you got to, I mean, when you go to the grocery store, I mean, when you go to shopping, the person that's your cash register, he might be gay. She might be gay. You might work with them. You might somebody in the communication.
Now we're saying friends, not best friends, right?
You missed my point. You missed my point. I'm not saying working with them. I'm saying as in hanging out with them.
No, why would I hang? I don't know. No. Hold on. If they're my family, hold on. Oh, see, that's another show. See, we can go into it. No, I'm not. In fact, it was not. We have nothing in common. Now, if you're my family, we had an outing. If you're my family, that's different because I've grown up with you, and you're my family. We've already have a sense of a relationship. No, not my coworker. I'm not no for what.
Oh, okay. Well, check this out. I made it known last weekend that one of the people that call in every now and then is my first cousin. He and I grew up right down the street from each other, two sisters' children. He and I both agree that for one day, for whatever reason, you may wake up one day and, oh, I'm gay. Cousin, I don't have shit to do with you anymore. Period.
Oh, man, that's the, oh, my goodness.
Hey, bro,
that's when the gun will
go upside my head,
bro.
And I'll be done. Good night, everyone.
Hey, you can feel
I'm
waking
up.
No.
Tripping.
Hey, bro, it is what it is.
Low, for real, low, for real.
Absolutely,
low.
For real, that's
low.
Real
that's
low.
Too low.
Come on. Yeah, no low, no low, no low, no low, no low.
Listen.
No
low.
All right. Wait, gentlemen, we got somebody that's joining the conversation.
Oh, my goodness, he went that hard. Hey, he said.
Oh, good afternoon, welcome to Let's Talk. Can I get your name and what's on your mind? Hello? 510? You there?
Oh, I've just been kind of listening, that's all.
No. It was somebody else from the same area code. I guess they dropped the call. I guess they'll call back. All right. But is it just, what happened? Is it just that bad, though? Really?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now, for me, no. I can't be walking. Come on. He's over there drinking with his gay friend over there. You know what I'm saying? No! You can't do that. I'm sorry.
Here's the question. Why not? If you are so secure in your own sexuality, why not?
Because I would have nothing in common with this person.
Okay, let's say you don't know it, and y'all been hanging out the whole time. Then what? And then all of a sudden it comes out. Then what?
I don't fuck with you anymore.
I just don't go up to the gentleman and just be like, hey, what's up? You want to hang out?
I'm just putting it out there like that. I'd rather
be by myself on a deserted island eating sand for the rest of my fucking life. Hell no.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, and see, the thing is, I didn't grow up close to anybody that was like that or knew people on a personal basis like that. A lot of people's emotions are based off of who they're related to that's like that. You know, I don't agree with it, but I have a cousin like that. I have a sister like that. And so from that, they're coming from that aspect. Well, actually, what you're doing right now is you're attacking the person in my family that's like that. And, you know, to a degree, they're wrong, but I'll still defend them and love them any way I can. That's some people's perspective on it.
Yeah,
me
but that's
personally,
family, though.
Bruh, you telling me what Goofy Bone would do, and I'm telling you what N.O. Lowe is going to do.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Lord gonna say, hey, you know, I don't get down with you like that. I don't get down. If it's a party or whatever at my house, you won't be invited. It is what it is.
Okay, hold on, gentlemen. Let's bring Chef Rob in. I guess he want to say some things also.
Shit, Chef Rob better bring some food, man.
Hello, Mr. Chef Rob. Are you there?
Yeah, man. How we doing, fellas?
We hungry.
And Kelly Lee on the line. How we doing? Yeah, man. I'm right now. I'm about to go ahead and make some veal cutlets. And
veal.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, this is interesting, man. But you know, I was gonna go back to the when you working with gay guys and then you hanging out with them. I don't think I'm gonna be hanging out with some of these guys because I think that I've seen it to where you go and you drink after work with them and you don't see them people for a minute. You see the gay guy coming back to work laughing and smiling, but you don't see that other coworker coming back to work. He damn near go ahead and quit and move out the country. Because you know something didn't happen. So I ain't going drinking with them, and I ain't drinking after them.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
No. No. I mean, so Rob, the question is, if it's one of your relatives or whatever, how would you handle that? How do you handle that?
Yeah, I got three relatives like that, two males and one female. So one of the males, he and I went in the Army together, and he came out just before he got out of the Army. I mean, I'm like, man, dude, you should let me know. And I have another relative male. We always knew that he was like that, but you don't really know with him. He's like more of he's a little bit more manly type. And I got a female. Well, we knew she was like that. She's always had females around her. So they relatives. I disagree with their lifestyle, but I can't go ahead and turn them away because they're my family. I still go ahead and I still do business with the other one of my gay cousins, the one, the manly one. So I don't go ahead. I can't do that. I grew up with them.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said.
But
that's
family, though.
That's just like I said. That's why I feel the way I feel about them also. I mean, it's just like having your crackhead cousin come into your house and eventually they done stole so much shit you don't invite them anymore.
but see, a lot of gays got jaws and they can't care themselves. They're not crackheads. But, Mr. Rob, see, I want to go back to what you said, though, right? You said that about your other cousin, right? You said you always knew she was like that, right?
Right.
So, right, but then you say, but right. But so that means when she was little and stuff, y'all always in it. So it was kind of her nature to be like that. But then you say that people choose to be that way. That's a contradiction.
No. Go ahead.
Because Rob, as a man on the man's side, right? I know we're not gay, but on the man's side, all these men and women, I can't see a man choosing that.
You know,
all the women. I mean, we're out of numbers.
I agree with you. I'm gonna be upfront with you. I love pussy. I just don't understand. You know, I'm gonna deal with my male cousins. I don't understand what we'll go ahead and put them. I can't speak for the women. I don't understand what we'll go ahead and put them in that predicament. Why they will go ahead and do that? And it was. Let me back up some because it was something I was saying. I was trying to go ahead and put it in a chat room, but. One of the reasons, I think one of the brothers was saying that, hey, look, it's being promoted. It's out there. You know one of the reasons that's being promoted and it's like gay marriage and everything? That's because a lot of these gays have moved up in a lot of different industries, especially in the entertainment field. So they got influence, okay? So, hey, look, if you don't want to do this, they go ahead and they got these gay attorneys and they go ahead and they push their discrimination laws and everything. They moving up so they got money so they can push their agenda. That's what, you know, you can't go ahead and forget that. They got money so they can go ahead and say, hey, look, we don't want to do that. We got to go ahead and have some gay people around here. Think about that.
Right, but they've always been a part of nature. If you look at history, factual, they've always been a part of nature in history.
Caesar.
All this type of stuff. Huh?
Caesar was gay. The little Caesar guy from the pizza.
It has just been going on before all this MTV and all this, what y'all talking about. I want to get back down to the facts and the topic of the day, because I can't see a real man
that's going to choose that. If your nature rises off of another man, you're homosexuality. And if it's not, you're not. Some people are just like that by their nature.
Okay,
I can't say that like
because
that.
Because no one can teach us that. Look, Rob, nobody can teach you that. So why are you saying, I mean, come on.
All right, y'all. Listen. Okay, because I'm going to move on to something else with Rob, because I know we're going to get into about this one, too. So I'm going to take a quick poll. Lo, are they born with it or is it created?
Created.
All right, Goofy?
Nowadays, I'm thinking influenced.
Okay. Miss Lady, you there?
Yes.
Born with it or created?
I think both.
Okay. She on the fence, y'all. Okay.
No, I don't think it's one or the other. I think it's a myriad of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Rob, I know what you think. Go ahead.
Ain't nobody born with it, okay? It's a choice. I'm born with black hair and light brown eyes. Ain't no way
right.
I was born with going ahead and being a homosexual. You go ahead and making a choice, a conscious choice, to go ahead and have sex with whoever you want to have sex with. That's what that is. And it's the influences of the people that you're around to go ahead and say, oh, it's all right. But that's a choice that you made. And just like when we growing up with my relatives, hey, that's a choice they made. I was in the Army with my cousin. He spent 20 years. I got out after 7 and a half. He spent 20 years in the Army, and he came out, he wants sausage in his mouth. It's a choice he wanted. And he used to have some bad women. But, hey, that didn't stop him. He still wanted to be with a man. Right now, he lived down in Texas, and go ahead and post him and his boyfriend pictures on Facebook. That's a choice he made.
All right. And Michael, short and sweet.
Oh, he was, they're definitely, we had to go back to the derivative. Ancient times, they're always
Michael,
been here. So
Michael,
they were born that way. And number two,
okay.
I'm be quiet. And,
they were born
and,
that way.
You know, the point that we were saying is he may have been forced into having sex with all those women all their lives, and now he's just mad enough to come out.
All right. So we have three that's created, one that's both, and one that's born with it. All right. So the majority rules. Okay, it's influenced by society. That's all I'm going to say. Now we got another question on the table that stemmed from yesterday from Mr. Rob. And I wanted to leave enough time so we all can get our little say in on this. Now, before I give my answer to this question, I'm going to put it out there to the callers on the line. Now, yesterday, Rob asked a question. He said he has asked many Christians this question, and no one has been able to answer the question. So now I'm going to put it out there. Who was Cain's wife, and where did she come from? In the Bible, as in Cain and Abel. Okay? Rob said he hasn't found a Christian that can answer that question yet. So I have the answer, but I want to hear what everyone else has to say on this subject first before I break it down. So the floor is open.
Well, first of all, if you break something down, you're looking for somebody else's thoughts. I mean, you saying what you're saying, but don't come to the table like you know the answer for fact because you're reading somebody else's thoughts. Listen,
Michael,
that Genesis
answer the question. Answer the question, Michael. I ain't asked you all. Do you know or don't you know?
Oh, hell no. What you talking about? Hell no.
All right.
Quiet.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. See how easy that was.
Damn. I saw you pose that question today, and I was going to come back if I had time to research, but I didn't have time to research.
And you know what? That question been out there since last night, and still no one has answered, which is amazing. Everybody has liked the question. No one has actually answered it. So that's why I'm putting it out there. Ooh, anybody got a response, a thought, or something?
I thought it was a good question, damn good question.
Okay. Well, Rob, you know what? I guess your what you said yesterday is kind of true because nobody really thought about it, Rob. Let alone talk about it. But here it is, Rob. Mm-hmm. You know, here it is. I'm going to give it to you. And you know what? I'm going to give it to you, and then I'm going to let you say what you're going to say, then I'm going to shoot that down too, okay? Now,
you're about to step
on
some brakes
again. Here we go. All right. Adam and Eve, there was two people, Adam and Eve, right?
Right.
They were Adam and Eve. And God told Adam and Eve, go multiply, be fruitful and multiply, right? So they had Cain and Abel, correct? But
right.
They also had other kids as well. Now,
right.
if these are the only people that was there, all right, this is what happened. At the time this was going on, Rod, it was still okay, what's all that noise going on? But anyway, basically, Rob, it was an intermarriage. That's where his wife came from, because the Bible said he knew his wife. So either it was a sister or a niece, but it was someone he actually knew that was he was a relative to. So mm-hmm. That's what happened. That's where his wife came from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he said, now, wait a minute. Now, when he said, when the Bible said Cain went and built a city, here's another thing. Here's another thing that you have to realize. When they say build a city, we quickly to think about what we'll talk about when we say build a city is what's today. Now, let's really look at this. Back in the day, we know one man could not build a whole city. And if it was just a certain amount of people there, back in the day, if they pitched tents in certain places, that was considered building a city. It wasn't the literal thing that we think about as skyscrapers, shopping centers, and things of that nature. So that's where building the city came from when he was tossed out. So that's where that came from. But go ahead. Now, I want to hear your rebuttal. So that's where his wife came from.
Okay, how many rakes you going to step on, man? You about to go ahead. You stepped on a few of them already. When I look at this, when you read that story, it don't say none of that. It don't say none of that. Well, everything you said is trying to go ahead and legitimize it by putting these people in it. This is what I hear. Wait.
Go ahead.
I always hear that. I've heard that. I heard, hey, look, yeah, he got with his mama. He got with his sister. But it don't say it was no other kids. When you go ahead, I'm looking at Genesis right now, and I don't see no place where they had other kids. Go on what's written right there. Don't put nothing in there to legitimize it. Go on what's written. If this is supposed to be an accurate account of history, let's go on what's written. You threw some stuff there. And also some people brought to me a Bible dictionary. Now, how you going to go ahead and come with a Bible dictionary that was printed up in the 19th century? That don't make no sense.
Okay. See, I knew you was going to say that. I knew you was going to go there. Because that's what you're going to do. Now, I'm going to tell you what else. Jesus said in John 3:12, if I have told you of earthly things and you don't believe, how would you believe when I tell you of heavenly things? So that's telling me, no matter what I say to you, Rob, you ain't going to believe me anyway.
Okay, that's a good try. That's a good try.
You know, wait. Now, the book says God started off humanity with only two people. Right, so that means that in the first few generations, marriage had to be between related people.
Okay,
let me get this.
Now, what you just did was you go ahead, you legitimize the story by going ahead throwing these people in here. What did I say? I said, hey, look, let me put it this way: you cannot build a house on a faulty foundation. So that's why I say, hey, stay in Genesis. This is the beginning of the book. This is the build so you can go to the rest of the book. Because I always get people to go ahead, well, go to this part of it. No. Deal with what's right there and build your foundation and let's get your house in order. This is a messed up house here. Okay, so it don't say nothing about another woman. Go ahead. Only woman is there is Eve. That's it. There's no other women there. I'm looking at it right here, and I got two Bibles, and I go ahead and I look online. So there is no other woman there. Don't throw in a woman in there to go ahead and legitimize the story.
Oh, so well, because you, oh, go ahead, Michael. I hear Michael. I think Mike's trying to say something. Go ahead.
No, I'll let you finish.
Go. I got plenty of time, Michael. Go ahead.
when we're talking about this, see, Mr. Talk, you see, if I believed in Genesis, see, I would believe what the Jews say about their own book than I would believe you or any other body else, because that's the Jewish book, Genesis. The visualization of the whole creation, the billions of people, that comes from the Jews, okay? But I want to point something to you. See, this is what your preacher never goes to when he talks about Adam and Eve in the Genesis. Because, see, every time someone goes to school, your preacher, see, they're always taught that the Bible has many inconsistencies. Every scholar, every
theology of this nation tells theology to the best preachers that the Bible has inconsistent and they know. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. That says that male and female was created. It's Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Now look. Now go back to chapter 2. It says Adam and Eve was created. That's a contradiction. This, you said you created them in chapter 1, and then now you're creating something in chapter 2. Now, hold up. Now, some people want to say, well, they mixed the two stories together. No, that's not what the Jews say. That's not what the Jews say about their own book. I'm speaking
what
back
Jews
about what
heard?
They're saying about their own book. You
what
know what I'm saying? And if you read Genesis like a movie, and if you play it like a movie, you know it's a contradiction right there. You can't have creation in two chapters, and you're talking about the beginning of the earth. They're saying, the Jews is telling me I'm never make-believe story because no one knows how the earth was begun. This comes from thought, which you're reading. That's why me and Rob laughing at you. They're saying that there was a group of people on earth, a man and a woman was created. That woman wanted to have sex with Adam on top of Adam because it actually was four people on earth, male and female, just Adam and Eve. That female wanted to have sex with Adam because Adam was having sex with her always on top. Adam was always on top. She said, Adam, I said no.
Come on, Ed.
Listen. Can I come on and speak fast?
No, you
a Jewish scholar would tell you this. I believe the Jews about that book before I believe a Christian.
Wait.
I would tell you this.
Hold up. Hold right there before you say another word. You
what?
Keep on saying Jews and Jewish. There's
That's
a difference,
book,
man.
Sir.
No.
Excuse me. You don't even know. See, they tell you that Moses wrote the first four books of the Bible. The first four books come from two different sects of Jews, Northern Jews and Southern Jews. So that's why books are always, they have different sects of Jews who live in different types of things, had their own religion, like the book of Enoch. They have different books, and they combine all those books together. That's why
I understand all that. My question again is, do you know that the people that you're referring to, the Jewish people that you're referring to, those are not the people that the Bible is about anyway?
Oh, yes, they are, sir. Hold on.
Those people converted into Christianity in 70 AD.
When I say the Jewish scholar, I'm talking about the people that have the Jewish scrolls who know about their tradition, their family tree. I'm talking about the Jews, the Torah, the people who
You're talking
have
about the
scrolls.
Family tree. The people nowadays run their family tree up their mother's side.
The original people of the Bible.
I'm not trying to do anything, but I'm giving you facts. Listen before you say another word. Before you say another word.
I want you to go to your Bible. I want you to go to your Bible, and I want you to read where there's two creations of there's a male and female is created, then Adam and Eve is created. That's what I'm saying. It's a contradiction. You don't know that. It's confusing. And if you
Everything
read it like
you
a movie, now, people will say, that's why your preacher never told you that, sir. That's why he always started with chapter 2. He never started with verse chapter 1 and 26. That's why this is the first time you ever heard it, because they hide it from you.
Wait, first and foremost,
we speak in fact, bro. I'm not trying to twitch it. And what I'm saying is,
first and foremost, man, you said a mouthful, and you're going back to what you used to do. So can I get one word?
Okay, Lo, I'm quiet. I won't say nothing.
Now, I'm going to give you a fact or two. In 70 A.D., the Khazarian Empire was looking for a religion. They decided to go into Christianity and claim the Jews that they were. You already had Jews already living in different cities, already, writing about the people, right, living in Rome. And these people will tell you nowadays, oh, yeah, well, you know, we trace our lineage through our mother, when all in actuality the lineage was traced through the father. And all of these people that you're talking about that have the that supposedly hold up the Torah, which they don't live by, and excuse me, these people are Kabbalists. They read out from the Kabbalah. These people have nothing to do with the people in that Bible. Not a damn thing. The only thing they have to do with that Bible is the scripture that says, "I know you for you are the I know you for you are of your father the devil." These people hijacked Christianity. They have nothing. Any curse that you can find in Deuteronomy 28 is about everybody on this phone, not those people that's living over there in Israel right now. So whenever you want to say, well, oh, these people, I don't go to those people for anything. I read that Bible for myself and get my own understanding. You're going to tell me that these people that was given Israel by a proclamation from the United Nations are the original people that the Bible said, and when the scripture says when the real children of the Son of the Most High goes back into Israel, he will bring them there, and the world will study war no more. Since 1948, that's all they've had is war. And these people kill children all day long, every day. These people are not who they've put themselves, masked themselves to be, first and foremost. If you understand that, then you'll see why there are so many contradictions in the things that people are being taught today. They're the ones that have created the majority of these religions in the first place. They financed to create confusion.
Well, Lo, the proof is in the pudding. Read the book for yourself. And what I'm telling you is, when you read Genesis, it's coming from somewhere, Lo. I'm not speaking no opinion to you. And it's coming from a group of people that call themselves the Jews. That's their visualization of the creation of the, and you believe, and you say that that is fact, and you go on. And what I'm saying is, I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about in history. This is what they're telling you. Listen, people, Jews themselves, has read the Genesis and questioned them about, well, why there's two different creations, Lord? Before men, you were born in ancient times. Okay, when dawn, according to Jesus' time, Jesus read the same scripture, the Genesis that you have. Even the King James Genesis and the Catholic book Genesis is similar. They're the same. I'm talking about the stories, and this is what the Jews are saying about that. And that's all I'm telling you. That's all, sir. So if you're telling me I shouldn't believe them, I'm saying, hold up. That's like me saying, you telling me about your family, Lo, and your cousins tell me about your family, and I, Michael, come and say, no, y'all not. That's not how it went. Because that's the Jewish, when you read the Jewish, that's how they saying it. And like Bob was saying the other day, we supposed to come from Africa. Why is the beginning of the earth is the Jewish culture? It's a contradiction every time you say it.
Well, you and Rob can be, I'm not African. I'm not African, first.
No, what he was saying, okay, I'll.
It's hard to go ahead and explain to somebody who reeks of self hatred. So you know that's messed up.
Self hatred? Are you serious?
You said you weren't African.
I said I'm not African.
So, I don't want to get into that. We're going to stick with the whole Genesis thing.
We can deal with that another day.
Because you can't break that down to me. But here's the thing here.
I can't.
Here's the thing here. The thing is I'm going on just what it say here. And then, like, this guy, Benny, in your chat room is going to go ahead and put up some more stuff. And as I read it, it's saying that, hey, look, Adam lived for 800 years. You know, the more stuff you read here, the more fantasy is there. You can't go ahead and tell me that these imaginary characters ever walked the planet, man. Come on.
Boy, you don't live to 800 years.
Rob, your question, here's the answer to your question about where does it say that Adam and Eve had other kids? Genesis 5 and 4.
Right.
Look it up.
It does, but that's literally.
Oh, it does. But it does now, right?
It says that.
Calm down. That's the end right now.
Hold on. Let me make my point here.
Oh, we got plenty of time. We're going over the goofy.
It says that, but that's after the fact. Man, don't say that he married, that Cain married his sister up until that point. Now, does it?
Okay, okay. Now I'm about to deal with that. If Adam and now I'm going to hit Michael in the head real fast. Okay, number one, Michael, it said God created man, and then from man he created woman. And as you say, it goes on to say that it was Adam and Eve. That's a man and a woman, correct? Now number two, if Adam and Eve is the mother and father of all creation, then and they were the only ones that they had Cain and Abel and Seth, right? Okay, then somewhere after that, they had other kids. So won't you understand that he had to actually marry one of his relatives, and that's where his wife comes? Because the Bible says he knew his wife.
You throwing that in there?
What else do they have?
You're trying to legitimize the story by going ahead and trying to go ahead and deal with common sense.
No, man, I'm
but
hungry, man.
No
Chef, you better
come.
Have some
I mean,
food.
But,
I'm
but
hungry.
This is what you asked, and this is the answer I'm giving you because that's what it says. Now you telling me, then you tried to legitimize it yesterday when you said, well, he couldn't build the city by himself. I told you what it meant by when they said he built a city.
See, that ain't got nothing to do with going ahead, Cain. That got nothing to do with Cain leaving the Garden of Eden and coming back with a wife. And that's got nothing to do with that.
Oh,
you read the story. That has nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it.
That has nothing to do with it. What you just did was to legitimize the story.
Oh,
okay.
Now legitimize the story.
You're going to say it says that he lived for 800 years and then he had other kids. He didn't even go ahead and give him the kids' names.
Well, hell, he was 130. How old was it when he had the first one?
It don't even say.
130.
Oh my goodness, man! You show me a 100-year-old man. He can go ahead and no, man, I don't want to go there.
Well, Mr. Tuller, did you ask me a question about the Genesis, male and female? What did you say?
No, I didn't ask a question. I just was you know.
He was
going to
hit you upside the head, Michael.
Yeah.
That's what he was going to do.
That goes
oh,
good
and
for.
I'm waiting for him to do it.
he got knocked out because he don't even remember anymore. So I ain't even worried about Michael no more. It's just me and Rob right now.
Okay.
And, you know, I love Michael, but I'm telling you. But Rob, you said no one could answer that question, so I gave you an answer. Now, whether you believe it or not, it's your choice, but I gave you the answer.
You didn't give me the answer. I'm telling you, listen, man, you read the story. You want me to read it to you again? It says that Cain left the Garden of Eden, left, forced, whatever you want to say, but he came back with a wife that he knew. Now, go ahead. It don't say that this was his sister, and it still, even if you want to go ahead and say they had other kids, it still don't say that was his sister.
Okay, it could have been his niece. What's your point? I'm still telling you, he married somebody. If the Bible says he knew it, so listen to what I'm saying. If it was just them and they had other kids, then, then he married somebody he was related to. That's not something that was so far-fetched in the beginning.
You're throwing common sense in there. That's
You
can't throw no common sense. This is what it says.
So what are we supposed to believe? Fairy tales?
You're like Stephen Hawking, man.
Well, I guess I'm like Stephen Hawking there because I'm just telling you what I believe and what I've read and what it says. So I mean,
if you're gonna
legitimize it your way, I'm telling you what the Bible says. So okay.
I'm not legitimizing it. I'm delegitimizing it. I'm showing you.
Delegitimizing it. That's what you're doing.
Some fake stuff. It still don't say he married his sister. Now does it?
How is it fake, Rob? You asked me a question yesterday. I'm going to research, and that's what
you,
it came
your
up
research,
to.
And you're still your research. You stepped on another rake.
What I tell you yesterday, no weapons formed against me is going to harm me, so I'm not stepping on no race. I'm floating over all of them. So you got to come with something better than that, baby boy. Come on. Bring it, Rob. Come on.
You guys getting too deep, man. You got to relax.
It don't say nothing about him marrying his sister, and it don't say nothing about that. You go ahead. This is also man's interpretation of what's going on. Go ahead and deal with what's right there.
Rob,
listen
to this. I'm going to ask you a question. Who are you trying to convince, us or yourself?
Say that again?
Who are you trying to convince, us or yourself, that it didn't happen?
I don't understand the question. What is the question?
Okay, who are you trying to convince? You or us?
I've been convinced. I've been convinced.
But
Okay.
Can I come to his defense, please?
Go ahead.
Can I come to your defense, Mr. Todd?
Oh, you're going to
come
to Rob's defense? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
Rob Michael is not your attorney.
I'm against you because, see, if he believes in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it could be other people on earth. But he's going to have to go with the Jews said goes. Now, I know the story behind Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. But see,
you may want to fire your attorney, Rob.
No.
If
Mr. Talk believes in that, he's going to be going against the church. That's the only way that he can have the argument that other people is on this earth, that he didn't have to marry his sister, if you believe in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, what the Jews say. But that goes against your Christianity.
There's that word again, belief. See, beliefs don't hold.
Exactly.
You can't go ahead. Look, you tell little Johnny to go ahead and put 2 + 2 on the board, and he go ahead and put 3, and then go ahead and tell the instructor, go ahead and say, hey, look, that's not correct. And you say, hey, look, you got to have faith. You got to believe. You'll get your little ass beat with that shit.
Okay. All right. I see. Once again, there goes the literal and the scientific version of what you want to believe. Okay. That's cool. Michael, you his attorney. What you going to say?
What's that?
Huh?
What's that?
You his attorney. I just said,
I mean, it's so many inconsistencies. Like I said, I want y'all to go read it. Read Genesis chapter 26, and then read chapter 2. There's two creations of the world, and it tells you why the two creations. Now, that's why your preacher never read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. He always skipped it, and he went to chapter 2 about Adam. There's a story behind that, and what I'm saying is, if you got to read that story, because there's a story
who
wrote
what
the
was
book.
The two? What's the two separate stories? What's the two separate stories? I'm gonna give you a chance to say it. What are the two separate stories?
First of all, I'm not going to say they're true. I'm just going to repeat what I've heard.
That's what you just said.
I got my Bibles.
That's what you just said.
As far as what? Right.
Huh? There was two separate stories about the correction. That was
If you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, you'll see male and female was created.
Right.
You understand that?
Right.
Okay.
It's actually 27.
Okay. And then you go to chapter 2. And then you'll see that Adam and Eve was created. Okay.
Okay, that's the male and the female.
That's
a male and a female, right?
Singular.
Listen, in chapter 2 it says male and a female, and then in chapter 2 it says Adam and Eve. So it's four people.
Okay, so they put he put a name. He gave him a name.
Who?
Who?
No, see, now
you're out
to me. Listen to me. You're cutting me off and you're not letting me listen. You're trying to blend the two stories together, and listen, you don't do that. You're putting your thoughts in it. If you look,
exactly.
I don't know what the Jews say. The fact is what the Jews say about their own book. That's all. I'm not saying it really happened. I'm going factual about what they say. You don't combine the two stories together because, look, if you play Genesis as a movie, you can't combine the two stories together. You'll find out that you'll be having two separate creations. It doesn't make sense. You can't blend the two stories together. But you're cutting me off.
The thing about it, though, you don't. The Bible is to be read precept upon precept upon precept. Just because
Romans is telling you this, though. It's like me. That's like you writing your life story about your family, and I come along and I say, no, you're not right. That's what you're doing to them. That's their book. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Who to them are you referring to? The Jewish people?
The Jewish scholars, the one who has the Jewish scrolls, the old Jewish scrolls, yes, them. The one who has the Torah, the ones where they have all the documents with the Christian Bible, they took the Torah and copied it from them. The Jews have their own sacred books. That's what we get it from. And they have the people who read their books, they have a story, because even Jews asked about what about Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. There's two different creations. But you don't want me going to the story about what they said.
because these, it's derogatory.
These people were in Egypt. There were some people there in Egypt, but they were not this European class type people that you see. These people came there a few in number and left with what they learned in Egypt and left. Here's the thing that you go ahead and you need to go ahead and pay attention to. This whole creation story, almost every society has a story about creation. You got the Indian version, you got an Asian version, you got a bunch of them, and there's a few others throughout Africa. So, you know, these people took this story and put themselves in the story to go ahead and try to legitimize the story. This is mythology. This stuff never, ever happened. You can do any of these things with imagination, but in fact, you can't do it.
Why do you read it then? So I could be
to
so
know
be
what
a
I'm
God?
Talking about. That's why I read it.
Mm.
When
you
people
tell me the stories
me
about me.
When people tell me that I'm, when they go ahead and want to go ahead and interrupt my sleep, go ahead interrupt me, go ahead being comfortable, knock on my door, telling me I need to go ahead and tell them get off my porch. I'm gonna come back up here naked. And I'm gonna show you that you fucking wrong.
Well,
no,
we don't want you coming up there naked.
Wow.
Man. You keep that naked to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking
right.
about the whole witness.
All right. Okay. You know what, Rob? I like you. I do. But we're gonna agree to disagree on this subject right here. All right. That's what we're gonna do. You gonna believe what you believe?
I got facts to prove it.
Okay. Well, I just gave you some facts also, but you don't want to believe my facts.
You told me after the story.
We're fighting like some gangsters. This is the Bible. This is the Bible right here. Come on.
You can't come back and go ahead and throw something in there later on to legitimize the story. Go ahead.
No.
What is it say right
I just
there?
I just told you to ask me a question yesterday. And I told you I will go and find you the answer. And I found an answer.
You didn't find
now
it.
Now you don't want to accept the answer that's on you, Rob. I can't
no
more.
That's a good trick, Eric. That's a good trick.
I can't do no more.
That's a good trick, Eric. That's
oh,
a real
come
trick.
On.
That's
all
about the trick.
But it
okay.
don't. But it don't say that. It don't say. It does not say he met Cain, married his sister. It does not say that Cain's son got married to his sister. It does not say Cain's grandson. There's almost six different births with women there. Where these women come from?
Duh. Okay, I'll let you work that one out.
You need to work that one out.
I told you where it came from, but you don't want to listen to what I'm telling you.
You said
you read it, but apparently you didn't read it.
I did read it.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say you didn't read it. No, I'm sorry. I do apologize for that, Rob. You probably read it, but once again, you looking at literal today's terms compared to what they were actually talking about back then. So it's a misunderstanding of what the terminology meant between now and then. So I understand that.
So this is another one of those man's interpretation of what it's saying, not going ahead and dealing with what it's saying. Look here, man, like I said, I read science books, math, I go ahead and read cookbooks. If you don't go ahead and follow that recipe, hold on. Let me make this point. I'm a chef. If you don't follow that recipe and you go ahead and you veer from that recipe, you can get some fucked up food. So
but who said that wasn't the right that's not the right recipe?
Like
no, it's measured. It is fast. He's dealing with measurements.
Oh, okay.
He can replicate it every time he's a chef. He already knows.
That's
but it's
recipe.
Rob knows.
Thank you.
Yeah, he don't bring no food to the table. Chef is there.
I told you I'm having veal cutlets.
All right. All right, y'all. As you can see, man, we talk about everything on this show. That's why I love my show. You know, and we love each other at the end of it. That's the best part about it. All right, y'all. You know what? I got to get out of here because there's a phone call to Florida. I need to make the final survey win. Okay, so before we get on out of here, you know, as I always do, I give everybody a chance to say the last little bit. And we're going to start with Michael today. Well, Michael's gone, so we can't start with Michael. All right, Rob. It's on you to start it off.
Stop living in fantasy. That's it. Imaginary characters ain't going to help you. That whole book is about money. Money, 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 and power. Period.
Money and power. All right. All right, Mr. Rob. Thank you, my brother. I'll see you tomorrow. We can get to argue about education.
I'm going to be very busy tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. Miss Lady, you still there?
Oh, yes. I've kind of been listening on and off. Have a great afternoon.
All right, Dad. That's your final word?
Yes, indeed.
All righty. Thank you for joining. See you tomorrow. All right, Mr. Goofy.
I think y'all need to stop being political hustlers and just let it be, all right?
Political hustlers?
I'm serious. You guys are fighting over the Bible. I mean, come on, man. That was ridiculous.
That would make this world such a great place.
Yeah, but you know what, gentlemen, and of course that lovely lady, it is always an honor to be with you guys. This is the fun time of my day. Just want to let you guys know that, man. Thank you, guys. Have a good day, everybody.
All right, you too. Don't smoke too many blunts tonight.
I got to.
Oh, you got to? All righty, then. All right, Goofy. Have a good one, man. All right, Mr. Lowe. You got the final say.
Okay. Well, hey, this is a good show, man. Very interesting, and it was very, very bright. It was a lot of bright lights thrown out there all over the place. Different perspectives. That's a good thing. But, you know, as far as belief goes, either you believe or you don't. And, you know, the Bible speaks of, you know, it will come a time when, hey, the majority of the people will not believe. And, you know, that's the thing about it that makes it so great is because, you know, first and foremost, I don't believe I got here on my own, you know, and I just hold to what I do believe. It's easier to not believe because there's so many other things that come behind the belief that you have to do. But in all actuality, yeah, like I said, good show. Continue to do the work, bro. Put your work in, get everything prepped. You're doing a hell of a job. Continue, my brother.
All right. Thank you, Lo. And once again, you know, I always appreciate your support, man. Tell Vernon he missed a good one day. I don't know where he at, but tell him he needs to put it in and come on.
I guarantee you listening in.
Oh, okay. All right, Lo. See you tomorrow, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. Once again, another good show. I tell you, man, we get down to it, don't it? It's amazing. It really is. Once again, I want to say thank you to Benny, Attorney Liz, Goofy Bone, Rob, Lowe, Michael, Ebony, who's in there listening. You think I ain't see you, huh? And everybody else out there listening, you know, you're not on the lines, but I see you. I want to say thank you once again because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Well, my final say is this. You know, as you can see, and you know, I'm going to pick it back off what Lowe say. Everybody's going to believe what they believe. And, you know, this has been foretold. Now, some say it's a fairy tale. Some say we're adding too much to it or we're reading into it. Well, my theory is, you know, if you don't read it, you know, make sure you understand it. You know, you can't put a lot of today's technology into it because then it won't make any sense. But if you read it the way it was meant, do research and follow up as to what the times were like back then, you may actually understand it a little bit better. I'm going to tell you, I argue with you all day because I'm stand up for what I believe in, and it's just the way it is, and I'm not changing what I believe in. So it is what it is. Also, as far as the homosexuality thing, hey, we had a majority, basically three out of five said it's a choice. And I'm tending to believe with them that it is a choice. Did a survey, and majority of the survey said, you know, they were born with it. So, yeah, I guess it just depends on what your personal thought is about it. Now, it is what it is, y'all. You know, I think that's what makes us such great as people because we all have our different beliefs and standards and what we will and won't do. Hey, that's why we're different. And if we were all perfect, hey, we all be bored and have nothing else to do. Hey, that's it. But it's all good. It's all good because the bottom line is we all got to live together, and one way or another, we're going to live together. I think that's about it. That's about it. As I said before, now, I'm trying to tell you again, Rob, you keep saying I'm walking on rakes. I'll tell you again, no weapon formed against me will harm me, bro. So I'm not walking on anything. I'm floating over all of them. All right? So no matter what you throw, it's coming back. All right. I just had to get that in there. I don't know why, because he can't say anything back. All right, y'all. Don't forget tomorrow. Tomorrow is that day. Some people set aside for you to spend all your money. It's called Valentine's Day. So, you know, if you can't get that someone special, make sure you call them, talk to them, do something, spend some time with them. You know, because sometimes that's all, you know, that's all you can do, but it means a lot when you do it. That's all. Don't forget March 13th, we have a novel coming out by Dr. Vivi Monroe Congress called No Condemnation. You can pre-purchase it on Amazon.com. Or you can wait till it come out on the March 13th, 2013, and purchase it then. All right, I think that's all I got. And don't forget, when you go home tonight or go wherever you go, make sure you hug that someone special. Tell them you love them, you appreciate them, and, you know, they mean a whole lot to you because you never know when they won't be there. And that's not a good thing when you look up and they're gone. Okay, people, well, that's about it. Tomorrow's show is education, privatized or public, which one will be better? I think we're going to have another great, great, great show also. Until then, I'll see y'all tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm out of here.